so, for if no, they were all removed. So why do you serve a Shlokish that Eretz Yisrael is not Paduka, not Trek, not Formation? Even according to you, Eretz Shlokish, it's Mashmo, that they did clean out Eretz Yisrael. So Moritz says, no, according to Shlokish, Nehi Diyifno, Mi Yerushalayim, true Yerushalayim, was cleaned out from all the nations, but Nekula Eretz Yisrael Yifno, but they did not clean it out from no Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, according to Eretz Shlokish, like outside Yerushalayim, is not Boduk from the kindness of Torah. Therefore, there was a special Mokom where they were Boduk at first. That was the Mokom they were supposed to burn the Paraduma. He could be army something like this, that Eishrei Resh Lakish Rav Yechanon, that Resh Lakish Yitzchakat Rav Yechanon, that it says there, Aye Nisei Mabel, where was the dead of the Mabel? Aye Nisei Nebuchadnezzar, where was the dead of the Nebuchadnezzar killed out? My love doesn't mean to say, need to honey heavy, since Lamaisha Nebuchadnezzar killed out the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, they were there, the nation. Is Hanin Nami Hezei, who did the Misha, said that the Mabul did come down in Eretz Yisrael. So it's a Kashan of Rabbi Yechanan. Tomorrow says, no, me the Iru, what does one have to do with the other? For Kadisha, or Kadisha, and the Chanami, the Ruga and the Nebuchadnezzar was in Eretz Yisrael. But the Ruga and Mabul could be was only outside Eretz Yisrael. Eishlet, you have another Kashan. It sounds like this. Put this as a braces, Mikola Asheb Harova Mesu. Anything on the dry land died out because of the marble. So this name of the D is good according to me, Resh Lakish. He had me the Yorin marble Eretz Yisrael, that the marble came down even to Eretz Yisrael also, Mishim Haki Meso. That's why it's good, even in Eretz Yisrael also, anything on the dry land that died out, because the marble killed it. Yelul Didok, according to you, Resh Lakish, Rabbi Yechanan, that you say Eretz Yisrael didn't come down, Ama Meso. Why did it die? Call Hashem Becharovo, I, the marble did not come down in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, Mishum Havolo. The answer is yes. It was so true that the Mabul was very hot water, and even though the water itself did not come down on Eretz Yisrael, but the heat came there. And the heat caused anything that's on the dry land to die. I said, according to Rabbi Yechanan, why is it Baduka? But there it says it was only killed through the Hevel, then it's easy to check it out. They just had to go on top and take them all away. Then it would have been easy to clean it out. But if the Mabul came there, then he holds, the marble like sunk the bones inside the ground, that would be hard to check out. Who can Rav Chizda, like Rav Chizda says, the Yom Rav Chizda, Bereishchen Kilkulu, or Bereishchen Nidarnu, the Dor HaMabul that did a chet, Bereishchen means was Shichva Zera, that was the chet they did with Nus, and so then they got paid back, Bereishchen in hot water, that the marble was boiling hot water, that's what killed them. The Pasuk says, the Shichva says over here, Fayishchel HaMayim, which means the water calmed down, means became cooled off. Ukshavosim, it says in the Megillah, the Hamas HaMela Shechacha, that the anger of the king cooled off. Shechacha, by Yeshecha means to cool off. Mashma, by the marble, the water was very hot water, and later it cooled off. He could be army something like this. They say, Rabbi Yechon Rosh Lakish. That Rabbi Yechon and Yestakasha to Rosh Lakish. It says the Apostle, Mikol HaShem HaKarabah Mesu, anything on the dry land died. So this shleimel of the deed, the amino, lo yorad marble Eretz Yisrael, that the marble did not come down to Eretz Yisrael, bishamach yevacharova. It's very good, v'akol ponim, there was dry land. The pasuk says, everything on the dry land that died out. Where was the dry land? Eretz Yisrael was dry. How did they die? As we had before, because of the hevel, because of the heat. Hevel, the vidach, because you were shlokish, that even in Eretz Yisrael also, the marble came down, my charova, what does the pasuk mean to say dry land? Where was the dry land? The Gemara says, according to Resh Lakish, yes. It just means charova, shoyis and ikora, just means the dry land that was around before. Then the Chanami, b'shas the mabul, there was no dry land. The amai kora le charova, why is it called dry land? Kid Rav Chizda, like Rav Chizda says, the Yom Rav Chizda, the dor ha mabul, la nigzu o gezeru al dogim shabiyam, that the mabul did not kill out the fish in the yam. Why not? Never. The pasuk says, "Mikol Hashem b'charova meisu," meaning that the marble only came down on the dry land. There it was boiling hot. It killed out all the people in the charova. But for loy dogim shabayam, the heat did not come into the yam where the fish were. They did not die out. That's why the pasuk says charova, even according to Rosh Lakish, to teach us that the gzeira of the marble only applied to the charova. That's where it came down hot water, and not in the yam.
Now the Gemara says, this climate could we understand.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, that the Bible did not come down in Eretz Yisrael, I know to come Rima Hosom. Now the Rima, that was a tremendously large animal, we'll soon see, and it was too big to go into the Teva, and still lived through the Mabel. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, it lived in Eretz Yisrael, there was no Mabel there. Elul, I wanted that from the Hevel, it could be he was too big, the Hevel didn't kill him. Elul, Aman, the Yoma, Yor is according to Rish Lokish, that the Mabel came down, even in Eretz Yisrael, if so, Rima Hechikoi, Hechikom, where did this animal, the Rima, stay throughout the Mabel? Tom Rabbiani says, Guryas Hechnisra Teva. I tell you that they took it into the Teva. Meaning they took a young one, not the mother, but they took a young Guryas, means a young Rima, that's they brought into the Teva. Gemara says, no, it's not true. The Yom Rabba Ba Rav Chana, that the Didi to me, Chazali, or Zilud Rimoi. I was able to see that he saw Uzilu de Rima, Rashi says, I mean the Rima of the Yam of the ocean, if he won. Bas Yom, it was only one day old. Seheve Kahar Tover, it was as big as the Har of Tover, tremendously big, and even that is too big to come into the Teva. Vah Tover Kama, how big was the mountain of Tover? Our boy in Parsi, it was 40 passes, and it's tremendously big, it could not fit into the midbar. Moshka the Savara, how long was its neck stretched out? The neck itself, how long was it stretched? It was plus a pasa. It was 3 pasois. Rivosta the ratio, how big was the square of its head, the resting place of its head? Pasa palga, a pasa and a half. A pasa is 4 mil, that's like 2 miles. It's too deep to go to the Teva. Roma Kova and the Socha Yadina. So Roma Kova, Rashi says, means let out some excretement. It was let out some Tsoya, a ball of Yosha's goggle, let out a ball of excretement. And the Socha Yadina clogged up, no Yadin. That's how big it was. And over it, so the Kashra is, according to Rish Lakish, where did it live? How did it live? Through the Mabel. So, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Rosh Shech Nisla Teva. We'll soon see. Rabbi Yechanan is answering now, according to Rosh Lakish. But according to Rosh Lakish, it had to be that they put its head into the Teva. The Mar says, no, even that would not fit in the Teva. The Omer Mar, for a Vos of the Rosh, how big is the square of its head? Pas the Palga. Mamish a Pas and a half. It's too big. And the Rosh Chaitma, it just means the head, the tip of its nose. The tip of its nose they put into the Teva, and that's how it lived. What is that the answer for? According to him, it's simple. The Mabel did not come down in Eretz Yisrael. So simple how it lived. Tamar says, yes. He's only answering for a shlokish. Tamar still asks, I had the Teva moved up and down in the Mabel. It didn't stay up in one place. So how could this animal stay with its nose in the Teva? On the Rish Lakish, kind of crush of the Teva. Its horns was tied up in the Teva. So therefore, wherever the Teva went, it went with it. So that's how this Rima lived. So at the Gemara, I, Vomer Rav Chizdo, Anche Dor HaMabol, Bereisken Kilkulu, or Bereisken Yidoinu, I, they did a chet with Shichva Zera, so they got punished in hot water. So the Kashri is, how did the Rima stay alive? Why didn't the hot water of the Mabel kill it? So Gemara says, listen, the time, according to your reasonable timing, that it was hot water, so Teva, Hechi Sagi, how did the Teva live? Like, why didn't the hot water, like, burn up the Teva itself? The Yoit, secondly, Oig Melech HaBoshen Hechi Koi, when Oig Melech HaBoshen also stood around by the Teva outside, so who was hot water all around the Teva, how did Oig live? So actually, the Sidney says, Oig, Yavi Apollos, Yom Yav Yechanon, Zoyish Apollos, Yancho Dera Mabel, he was saved. Sabbath he lives. And what you have to answer is, the Gemara says, Neis Nasalem, Shenitzanonu, Vitzidi Ateva. The Neis happened that the water around the Teva was cooled off. That's why the Teva wasn't affected, and that's why this Rima and the Yig Melech HaBoshan that stood around the Teva, they were able to live through the Mabel. Now the Gemara says, And even the Rosh Shimon ben Lakish, even according to Rosh Lakish, Nehinam Nidiyah Red Mabel Eretz Yisrael, even according to your Shita, that the Mabel came down in Eretz Yisrael, I the whole life Pash, but the Mason did not stay there. The Mason rolled out of Eretz Yisrael. The Yom Rosh Lakish, Lama Nikra Shema Metzula, why is like Bovel called Metzula? They're called the same Mabel, this Salulu Shem, all the dead people of the Mabel, like were dumped there. As all the people that died in Eretz Yisrael, they rolled down to Bovel. So even according to Rosh Lakish, the Mason did not stay there. And Rabbi Yechonon Omar, Lama Nikra Shema Shino, how come Bovel is called Shino? They're called the same Mabel, Nidah Rosham, all the dead people that died in the Mabel rolled down there. They were shifted there. And so, the Mason did not stay in Eretz Yisrael, even according to Rosh Lakish, that the Mabel came down in Eretz Yisrael, still it should be the Cheskas Bodik. Tomorrow says no. If they really died there, then he answered Lo Yidvaku. It's not possible that some Mason, or at least some bones, did not get stuck in Eretz Yisrael. Even though most of them, the majority of it, rolled down to Bovel, but Avada, there were some still stuck in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Omer Abahua, Lama Nikra Shema Shino, why, another reason, why is Bovel called Shino, Shemene Eretz, Ashirel? It like shakes off the rich people, meaning people become poor there. So the Gemara, Isaac, and Chavinon, we see that people are rich in Bovel, Achachvinon, the Hevei, the Marin says, Tlosa Dorel and Moshe. They do not stay wealthy more than three generations. It means eventually they'll lose it. Even if they don't lose it right now, eventually they'll lose their wealth. All right, I'll turn over. We'll continue on the other side. So, Omer Rabbanu Rabbani says, Kol oichol me'afor shebovel, whoever eats from the dust of Bovel, ki lo'oichol b'sar avosov. It's like you're eating the flesh of your fathers, meaning the same marble. And Tani Nami Yochim, it is also Tani Nami Yochim, that Kol Oichol Miyaforish of Bovel, whoever eats from the ash, from the dirt of Bovel, Kol Oichol Bosra Avosov, is like eating the meat of your fathers. The Yeshurim, some say, Kol Oichol Shkotzim Rumoshim, is like you're eating the Shkotzim Rumoshim that died during the Mabel. Now, this is the first part of the Mishnah, that if you burn or bring the Paradum outside, you're not Chayat Shchut Echutz. And the next part of the Mishnah was the Sori HaMishtaleach. If you shech the Sori HaMishtaleach as Boron Yom Kippur that's thrown off the cliff Lazozim, if you shech the Bachut Kippurta. So the Gemara Minu have a question. The Pesach says, Oy Korban. So Shemayani Afilu Kachi Benigabayas. Shemikro Korban. I would have thought to say, even though an animal that only has Kedushas, Benigabayas on it, it's called a Korban. That if you shech the Bachut, maybe you'll be Chayas. Shemayani, because the Pesach says, Vedikra Ves Korban Hashem. So even a kosher bedik abayis should be chayy bachutz. Talmudim, the prophet says no. V'yol pesach ayumayin lo yaviyu. That where is the nifta shchut echutz? Only something that was supposed to be brought inside the pesach ayumayin. So in Dashin, misha rol lova b'yayumayin, something that fits the comments of yayumayin. Yot a kosher bedik abayis. It goes like kosher bedik abayis. Shainim ruyim. It's not fit to be brought inside the base of Midish. Therefore, kosher bedik abayis is no nifta shchut echutz. And so, Oitzias Elu, Shainim Ruyim, and Echnami Kotchim, but Nigabayas is not fit to be brought inside at all into the base of Midish. But, Bolay Oitzah should not take out, as Sayyam Mishaleach, maybe I should not remove from Yisrael Shut Echut this Sayyam Mishaleach, Shuroy Lovey of Pesach HaMoyim, because it is fit to come into the Pesach HaMoyim. At the beginning, the way they make the Sayyam Mishaleach is they take the Gerul, and they take out two parts, and they put on the two serum. But first, the Matish, the two serum in the base of English. So the serum is the last at the beginning was Roy Lovey of Pesach Hayimayin. So maybe if somebody checks it now, Bachut will be Chayiv. However, the Pesach says Lashem. It says no Lashem. Lot is Tom is the last. Shein of Yuchel Lashem. That the Korban has to be fit and the Yuchel to be brought for a Korban Lashem. And the serum is the last. Is fit to be thrown outside over the cliff of Adal Azazel. Therefore, there's no risk of Shkutichut. Who the Kasher is, here the Brisa says to the Pesach Lashem, and now Mishnah it says a different Pesach. And now Mishnah says the reason why the Sori HaMishtaleach is no less Shkut Echut, but the Pesach says the Pesach HaYimayin. Mashma just was not fit at all to be the Pesach HaYimayin. And here it's Mashma now, the Sori HaMishtaleach is fit to be the Pesach HaYimayin. And the Pesach is for the word Lashem. The words of Lakasha, Kam Kedem Hagrolo, Kam Liachar Hagrolo. Before you make that roller true, it's fit to come into the Pesach Chol Moed. Then the Pesach of the Pesach Lashem. But the Yachar Hagrolo, then it's not fit to stand the Beis Hamikdash anymore. Then it's part of the Pesach of the Pesach Chol Moed. Where's the question now? Acher Hagrolo Nami. Even if you make the girl, you choose which one is the Zoyal HaZazel, or you could be doing, it still stays in the Beis Hamikdash. They say Vidu then. And the Rav Omer Rav Mani, the Mani says like this, Akash, there's no theory here. Tam Kedu Vidri. Before you make Vidri and Chanami, then the Pturis from the word, Lashem, Tam Liacha Vidri. But after they say the Vidri and the Sol Azazel, then the Mitzvah to take it outside, does not stay inside anymore, then the Pturis will be like a Sevna Mishnah for the Pesach Oyemite. Then the Mitzvah says, Haroi Zob Yadirva. You have an animal that live with a man and with a lady, that there's no Mr. Shkutechut, because these animals are not fit to be brought to him. So the Gemara, and the Gemara says, the Mishnah says another pasuk. For this the Mishnah says, it says, Shenema says, Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, and call Shemim Roi, Lovoi, Lefnei Mishkan Hashem. The question is, what do I need another pasuk for? For the Gemara, for Anami Tepi, when the Pesach Roi Moed, these Pturim should also be from the words of Pesach Roi Moed. These Kabbalahs are not fit to be brought, Pesach Roi Moed. Yes, the more